Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
To the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do? I hope everyone is well. I know what Mike Horn and myself wish everybody a safe and happy trip. We've got 1 hour together here on this bumpy ride.
Traveling for
this
an hour.
This is a sports roller coaster we're on here.
It really is. We've got a full week of stuff. Football to talk about, baseball to talk about, everything else in between. And you can listen to us, the podcast, by the way, we have for you, FredDreyerShow.com. Check it out. Follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. And email Fred. We get those emails, get them out, and read them to you. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, as in Competition Radio Network.com.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, nicely done.
That's good. So anyway, so we got a lot to talk about here, and we're going to be seeing, first off, how your week's been going? You've been cleaning up around the house. You've been getting some workout machines and things. How are things going at the old Fred Dreyer homeland?
Well, I've been on the road hunting down weight equipment for my gym. I took my gym and kind of reworked it. I got rid of some stuff, machines and stuff that that I don't do anymore. Machines like the Smith machine. It's a slide rack. Incline, bench press, squats, and those types of things.
That's not as popular anymore?
Well, not with me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to do that anymore. My right knee hurts too much, and my shoulders don't need to have all that weight put on them. But so I've got rid of that machine. Now I'm in the process of finding a couple of more little machines that I can enjoy, you know. I look forward to going in there and spending some time with myself if I've got the right stuff.
They've got a new device. I don't know if you've heard about it, and it might work well for you just to kind of keep everything in motion in your body. It's something that has been successful for me. It's called the hula hoop. Have you done that where you kind of move back and forth with the core muscles?
You know, I heard about that.
There you go.
That's something I might want to look into. I also may want to look into jumping rope.
Jumping rope and wiffle ball is always good, too. You can play a little baseball catch.
With myself. I can play with myself.
We'll have more straight ahead in the Sports Lounge. Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line-of-sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us here. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. It is the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with Fred Dreyer. I'm into the playoffs of baseball. As you can tell, I have my LA Dodgers shirt on. Fred, of course, has his Ramblers shirt that you got there? Oh, the Rumblers.
The Rumblers.
Rumblers. And who are the Rumblers, Fred?
It's my hot rod gang.
Your hot rod car gang?
Yeah.
They rumble on in and go up there. We got people watching us. We're on not only on radio, but we're on Facebook Live and YouTube and Kit Kat and Mounds and Almond Joy and all that stuff. We're on TikTok, Wacko Wacko, Periscope, Underscope, Telescope, whatever you want to do, any Scope mouthwash. We're on all those different channels, and they're available
for
you.
We're multitask.
Yes, and Bruce says he loves the show. Pamela says hello from GA, and I believe that's the abbreviation for Georgia, Atlanta Brave Country. It's GA. Hello from GA.
It's GA.
Thank you. And Bernard says, Bernard is getting in with some of our first comments. We love comments from all of you out there. He says, I know you two love the Astros. That's, of course, where I'm wearing my L.A. Dodger blue shirt.
Oh, is that a stick-it-in-your-ear type of a statement?
I know you two love the Astros. I believe it is. He says, how about Houston versus the Dodgers as a World Series? And
well,
he says, regards from Canada.
We've done that.
And they cheated. They were banging on trash cans. I don't hear any Dusty Baker I kind of like, but the rest of the team, forget it. I hear that Zach Greinke, his arm is like blown out, but they're trying to get him back into shape.
Well, hasn't his arm been slowly deteriorating for the last 10 years?
Maybe. I don't know.
Every team that he has signed a big contract with.
He gets worse, right?
Taken 1 year, and then they realize, you know, we shouldn't have signed him to this contract.
The Dodgers got smart with their reliever, Kenley Jansen. They only allowed him to pitch the other night just to 2 batters because he gets 2 out.
Oh, the mental case.
And then he starts to walk the other guys. And I think that Dave Roberts is a genius because he's going to get him going for 2 guys and then he's going to sneak in a 3rd one day. And then maybe an extra one, maybe pitches an inning in the 3rd.
You know, we used to have a coach or a player named Jack Reynolds.
On the Rams, right? When you played with the Rams.
He was a savant, you know. He was absolutely a genius at middle linebacker. Anyway, the coaching staff, the defensive coaches, would flip a coin to see who would talk to him.
Really?
Yeah. It would. They'd say, you know, during the games and stuff, you know, because he had something to say, he would clamp down on you, and you know, it would be tough. And if you were up in the booth, if you were Tom Catlin, the linebacker coach,
yes,
you were up in the booth, he'd come running off the field and jump on that phone, and he'd keep you on the phone until they went back on the field again. So, but anyway,
yes.
some personnel, some characters, some people have a need to be schmoozed, and Jack is one of them, and therefore we go forward.
Yeah, we go forward over there. So let's get into some news here this week, if we can, a little bit. The Raiders, Maurice Hurst is testing positive for coronavirus. He was on the COVID list on Tuesday. And they're saying that there's some new COVID-19 protocols. Good news, they say, maybe for the Patriots, Stephen Gilmore, Cam Newton, those people, because not having to send any of their players to the NFL's new reserve COVID-19 list between they introduced this in mid-June on week 3 of the regular season, more than 3 months later, they say the New England Patriots now have 3 people on the list. And again, that's quarterback Cam Newton, cornerback Stephon Gilmore, and they've got on the novel coronavirus on Friday, and then also the defensive tackle Bill Murray also joining them on the list. Now, here's the deal. Under the previous stipulations or rules, all 3 of them had to sit out at least 5 days before returning, regardless of whether or not they developed symptoms or not. And this waiting period has now been eliminated, and they now have the rules for players returning from the COVID-19 list. The players who experience COVID-19 symptoms now have to be removed from the team facilities as soon as possible, and they cannot return until they're tested negative twice in 24 hours. All right. And so players who tested positive but are asymptomatic will have to follow the following 3 steps before being allowed to return. They're going to have.
Hold, can I write this down?
10 days have passed since the initial positive test,
uh-huh,
or 2 consecutive negative tests separated by 24 hours. Or return approved by the teams and the NFL medical staff.
Oh, man. They got you coming and going now, buddy.
They do.
You know, I want the job of printing up the pamphlets along with finger figures so you can actually spell this stuff out with finger signs. Like if someone was,
I'm okay.
Like
how
someone
are you?
Was deaf. You know?
I'm good.
And
yeah.
Plus you can do little drawings of stick figures.
That's good. Now here's the thing. One more, if I can add one more to your notes there.
Yeah, right.
Players who have tested positive and are symptomatic will have to go through the following 5 steps,
uh-oh,
all right,
uh-oh,
before they're allowed to return. Number one,
yeah,
at least 10 days have passed since the COVID-19 symptoms were first reported to the team's medical staff, or at least 24 hours have passed since the last fever without the use of fever-reducing medication.
Oh, yeah.
Or other symptoms like cough or shortness of breath have improved, or the return is approved by the teams and the NFL medical staff, and local regulations and requirements are met.
The only way you can really test someone who needs an inhaler is deep tongue kissing.
So all the, I don't know, that's not here on my list, but that could be the new rule.
That's part of the pamphlet.
You're proud of yourself on that one, aren't
you? Hey, look, yeah. You know, you're sitting here, you're looking at these. I told everybody, I said, look, I'm the first guy that said this. And honestly, I'm not trying to, you know, be a braggadocio about this.
No.
But you'll be honest with me.
I will.
I said decades ago that this sports in America was turning into government football. Government baseball, government
yep,
basketball. Here you have a classic example in the face of America having its neck wrung over this virus thing and having everything we hold be true,
right,
and everything that we hold that is dear to us to be shredded by these jackasses. And now they've given us a pamphlet by which to use common sense. How do you feel? Go to page 8. Do you feel good? Well, then answer the 4 questions before you can go on to page 9. And this is what we have. So have at it, my friend.
Well, I would just say you are absolutely right. That is what you said. You are correct about that.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Just thought I would bring that up for you.
Well,
now,
I don't need that. I don't need that from anybody. But
no, but I had to give
it
to you.
But I'm here, and I'm doing a service, I think, for some people. I don't say a lot about a lot of stuff until you get into things like this. This is asinine.
What does this mean? After all the stuff we just talked about, what does it mean to the Patriots? Here's what it means. The three players that we mentioned, there's the change in the protocol, could speed up their return timeline a bit. And the old five-day window that was originally a part of the league's rules no longer concerns Cam Newton because he already tested positive last Friday. It'd be good news for Stephon Gilmore if he, like Cam Newton, remains asymptomatic. All he needs to return now is two negative tests separated by 24 hours.
Well, if you're asymptomatic, they better not catch you with a pamphlet A. Because if that's for people who are not symptomatic, those are people who have tested positive.
Yeah.
That pamphlet belongs with those people. The pamphlet B is if you've got the juice and you're wheezing and you're stumbling and you can't drive and you're tripping over everything, that's the pamphlet for you. That's the pamphlet that you have to really get up on, because if you're stopped in the hall by a coach and he starts asking you what the heck is on page 9 of pamphlet B, you better come up with the answer.
And I understood all that totally. So there you have it. All right, we'll take a little break and come back with more. When we come back, we've got some new rules. The governor of California, and this I think happens when you're eating hot dogs maybe at your house, some new rules for eating. We'll have those straight ahead for you.
Yeah.
Stay with us here. They're very good.
Another pamphlet.
The Sports Lodge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145.
800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Got to say hi to Cindy in Melbourne, Australia. She tunes in every week to this show. Wow.
God bless you people from that far under.
Now, Ray heard you talking about maybe getting a jump rope. He said at 6 feet, 6 inches, which you announced to our group last week, that's your height. He said you have to be careful. You don't want a jump rope inside the house. You have a tall roof, do you, a little bit, to give you a space?
Who came up with that?
Ray came up with that. Ray Foote.
Ray Foote.
You know him?
No.
Okay. Okay, so we got a question here from Paul. He wants to know, was there conflict between Chuck Knox and Carol Rosenbloom? Chuck Knox was a coach for the Rams. Carol Rosenbloom was an owner for the Rams. Any conflict between those two?
Eventually, there sure was.
Really? What do you mean eventually? How did it start?
Well, Chuck was signed to a five-year contract from 73 through 78, 77.
Right.
Three, four, five, six, seven, yeah. 77 was his last year, and it was also the year, the infamous year, that Carol Rosenbloom, being so frustrated not being able to talk to Chuck, or Chuck not willing to have a conversation with the owner of the team.
Really?
Yes. So Chuck said, this is my team while I'm under contract. I'm not going to talk about anything. And don't tell me who to play, who not to play. We've got a quarterback, and we're fine with him. And we're going to go forward with the quarterback that we have presently playing the position. Which was, you know, Pat Hayden and, you know, all these other guys, you know. So Carol said, well, look, of course, that's true. But what I want to talk to you about is let's have a discussion. How do we make the position better so we can score more points and have a better passing game? You know, the league at that time was just really starting to open up. In the air, throwing the football through the air, and so Chuck resented Carol, the owner, from wanting to have a say so, and he felt as though he was being dressed down, and Chuck was very sensitive to that, and so Carol said, well, if I can't have a conversation with you,
right.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and sign Joe Namath.
So here's the thing. So you're saying the coach and the manager, we're going to get into this a little deeper here in modern day football in a second, but the coach here and the owner, if they can't talk together, I mean, the owner pays you. You if you don't talk to the guy who's paying you, you're not going to be there that long, I don't think. Am I correct on this?
Well, of course. I mean, if you're hired by somebody to fulfill a job, and suddenly he tells you, I'd like to talk to you about what you're doing because I think I'm not 100% sold on what you're doing. Let's have a conversation. And you say, take a hike. Then someone's going to take a hike, and it's probably not going to be the owner.
Exactly right.
So they bring Joe Namath in, and he, according to what he told me, Joe Namath told me, he said I was brought in to support and solidify the position. I wasn't brought in to be the starting quarterback. That's not what I was told. Right?
Right.
So he was coming off of an injury.
He wasn't expecting to play every week.
He said, you know, give me some time. You know, I'll work my way into it where I can start, you know, doing stuff. And they rushed him. So Chuck didn't like reading in the newspaper that Carol was unhappy with Chuck's decisions at the quarterback position, and did not like the fact that Joe Namath was hired without having a conversation about it, which is ironic. That the owner would be upset that the coach wouldn't want to have a conversation with him.
Of course.
And then he turns around without having a conversation.
Brings in another quarterback.
Carroll had the strawberries for Chuck there, and then when Joe showed up, everybody stuck a microphone on his face.
What are you gonna do, Joe?
And he said, what do you think about this offense? What do you think about Fred Dreyer?
What did he say about you? Did he like you?
No. So I was annoying.
Yeah.
I can be annoying.
No.
Can't I?
No, absolutely not. You are one of the most
docile, friendly
people.
I'm one of the most docile.
We call you the friendliest voice in sports broadcasting, Fred Dreyer.
So, wrapping up.
Yeah, please do that.
Yeah, we got to wrap up.
Because we got only two segments left.
Yeah, I know. Carroll says, I want you to start Joe. No, he says, here's Joe, and we want you to start working him into the lineup. So Chuck says, you want Joe Namath to play quarterback? He's going to play quarterback.
Yeah.
And so he told Joe, went down to the hall, it was right near my room, went down the hall and just said, get ready because you're playing in these preseason games. There's six preseason games.
Oh, so not only was he not going to play, they put him in the preseason games kill him off?
They put you in a preseason game. You got every young jackass in America trying to kill him. So, Joe, I'm a good sport. I can take care of myself. It's tough when you're being chased down by half of America,
And
that thing set off an argument that lasted throughout the year, and the team had to suffer with
that whole thing.
That politic.
That's tough.
And Joe lived right down the beach from me.
Yeah,
and so we were neighbors. We were neighbors, and we would talk a little bit about stuff, but not a lot. He didn't want to get into it, so we talked a little bit about stuff. But the issue was, hey, I'll do what I can to play,
right?
But I can't play if I'm not ready to play.
Yeah,
but I'm getting there. I'm feeling a lot better, And so I said, well, it looks like this is a drama you didn't expect. And he just grinned, He says, yeah, you're right.
Well, let's tie this into modern day, because we have the first coaching fatality here in the new season. Bill O'Brien. Coaching, and he was coach and general manager for the Houston Texans, and he was fired. I think for coaching and for being the general manager. And most notably, they say he had not a great relationship with some of his players, most notably J.J. Watt. And, he's a favorite there in Houston, Watt is. And the friction between O'Brien and Watt helped bring this on. According to the Houston Chronicle, the two had an argument on the practice field. O'Brien got into it with defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. There were even verbal altercations between other staff members in the final weeks of O'Brien's tenure with the Texans. And apparently the newspaper there reported that Watt called out O'Brien for his coaching ability, and it started a player revolt against him. He says, I'm not going to talk about what happened at practice and what conversations were had. Right now we have a fresh start. Watt posted a kind of a cryptic tweet last on Tuesday at the NRG Stadium roof being open, and the sun was shining through, and O'Brien began to feel heat in the offseason when he dealt away their star receiver, DeAndre Hopkins of the Cardinals, and he got a running back who may be towards the end of his career, David Johnson, and two draft picks. Anyway, Team Houston was 0-4. They had the largest payroll, no first or second round draft picks. And so what is it about being a coach and a GM, Fred Dreyer?
Well, there it is. Coaches some, not all, but you know, most of them want to be in charge. And they want to be in charge all the time. And they want to be able to say what personnel plays. They want to be able to say what personnel we can trade for. We want to be – that coach can go in and say to everybody, I'm the general manager. I've decided I'm going to trade J.J. Watt. You know, not that he would. I'm going to – I can trade anybody I want to trade and not have it wash back over my relationship with the team.
Right.
And that and there lies the rub. You know, you
because the coach should be talking to the GM and the GM to the coach, and there needs to be some play in between there for the players, right? The players want to talk to the coach, not the GM.
Right. I don't want to go over and talk to the coach and realize that, you know, he's thinking about my contract.
Exactly.
When I'm talking to him. And I've never had that. I never played under that situation. I never had a coach who was the GM and the owner standing over there, you know, bouncing on his toes while he's watching practice.
Is that what the owner does?
That's what
bounces
the, that's
on
what
his
they
toes.
Bounce on their
up
toes.
And down like
they
this?
Bounce on their toes. And you know, the fact of the matter is that coaches should just coach and do what they do. They can have an input. You can promise to have an input. Give them an input, but the final decisions are made by the general manager and the owner of the team. And if you breach that, you get into the problems that O'Brien and J.J. Watt were in.
So you think the team will win a game this season?
No.
Thank you. That's a simile right down there. Who's the GM? We got to figure out the coach. We got to.
You don't need one.
I think you and I should go in there and split the time. It'll be good. We'll be back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-5818. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. Without debt consolidation or bankruptcy, we depend on your success and offer a guarantee so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-5818. That's 1-800-200-5818. 1-800-200-5818.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now, give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Friol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers three times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Friol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Friol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. It's really something else. Beverly says, how was your week, Fred?
Last week since last show and today. It's been busy. I've had a couple of people just since my brother passed. I've had like two more people die.
No, this last week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
I mean, you know, in the last, maybe the last 2 weeks.
2 weeks or so.
Recently,
our buddy Jay Johnstone passed away. That's sad.
Yeah, yep.
Love Jay.
Jay passed away. But here's, and then I get a call the other day from a friend, you know, Peter at Tiramisu, and Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Eddie Van Halen.
I used to see Eddie at the restaurant every once in a while.
There all the time, huh?
Yeah, he was
El Tiramisu on Ventura Boulevard.
He and Wolfie were there. Yeah, and
his son Wolfie.
And we would have a good old time. And, he was 65. I mean, you know what's tough is that there's things going on in the American culture that I vehemently disagree with. And at the same time, my social structure has been altered dramatically. And on top of that, I lose my brother. I've lost several other friends over the last 6, 8, 9 months. It seems as though that this series of events of this pandemic, this unfortunate
the year 2020.
This unfortunate pandemic. It is because it's legitimate in terms of that. People are dying, and that's for sure. But I don't. Again, I make a note. I do not like the way the government co-opts and takes advantage of this vulnerability that's with the American people. And I'm really hot about it. And I don't say as much as I used to say about it, because I can only go in a negative place, and it appears to be selfish, because people are still dying.
Yeah,
you know. So it's just more prominent
these days. It's like people die every day, but it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm with you. It's like nobody knows anything about it. Just enjoy everybody while you're here. We're here with you to do the show, and that's what we want to do. People are loving you here. Like Pamela's saying, always like hearing your smart comments and your sensitive, sensational smile. Kathy says, loves the stories. So we got women and guys alike enjoying this and, getting your comments. Here's the thing. People are not going to the football games these days, but the Miami Dolphins, that's Florida's team. People getting used to empty stadiums, but the governor there, Governor Ron DeSantis, told the Miami Dolphins they can have full capacity of 65,000 fans. However, according to the officials at the team, the next game coming up this weekend here, they're going to stick with the 13,000 that they've had for their next home game, which is I guess their next home game is actually October 25th against the Chargers.
Right.
So they're going to stick with the 13,000 fans, and then they'll make a decision to see what they're going to be doing, if they're going to have more people there. But that's the first sports franchise I've heard that has been allowed to maybe go to full capacity.
And you have a governor of a state that is saying, go ahead and do it.
Yep.
And you have somebody in the National Football League, or somebody specifically with the Dolphins themselves, But there's another political faction that now says, well, we appreciate you saying that. We think we appreciate that you're optimistic,
right,
that we can load the stadium up with 75,000. But we, as a football team, one of 32 teams, we're not so sure we want to do that. Now, I ask the question, is that for political reasons?
Well, it could be.
Or it could be. I don't know. I'm not saying
it is.
I'm not saying it is. Or is it, because to do so, it just opens up the conversation that there's a window of opportunity that suddenly is here that wasn't here over the last 6, 8, 9 months. And so what do we do about it? Well, here's what we do. We do herd immunity. This is what the governor DeSantis of Florida believes in. He believes that right now is a great time to put everybody out there together. You can wear a mask if you want, but we're going to put people shoulder to shoulder, and we're going to make sure that this that if you're going to get this test positive for it, that you have an opportunity to do so and build up your own immunity. It's herd immunity.
That's what they're looking
that's
for.
That's putting everybody together. And in doing so, speeds forward the ability to fend off this virus without sitting around in your basement and waiting for some guy to come up with a vaccine, because that's a scam too. That's what that is we're going to get a vaccine and it's going to be wonderful for everybody. Well, in the meantime, the clock is ticking, and it gives the people pushing the politic of this virus more time to get through the election. And that has been at the source of all of this. And you've got this Fauci guy now who's come out and says, we've got to really knuckle down and we've got to really adhere to the policies of protecting everybody. So we have to have everybody wear a mask. Well, he said just the opposite about 2.5 months ago. And then 4 months ago, he said, you've got to wear a mask. Okay, you got to wear a mask. Now, masks really aren't effective. You don't have to. But even that period of time, what was funny about it is at that period of time, you had Garcetti, Mayor Garcetti here in Los Angeles, you had him coming out making up these preposterous rules. Like, if you want to go to the beach, you can go to the beach, but I'm asking you people to, I need your word on this. You got to stay on the wet sand. You can't go in the dirt. You can't go in the dry sand. So nobody is going to be in the dry sand, but you can all go down to the wet sand. But when you go down there, you got to stay 6 feet apart.
Well, there you have it. When you go there, you can maybe do as Hunter does. Let's go to your mailbag here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. And Justin sent along this panoramic view of Los Angeles of Hunter. You, Fred Dreyer, in the role of Hunter, taking a look there with the silhouette shot, looking at the panoramic view of Los Angeles. Talk to us about this.
I'm going to tell you, hold that up there. Do you see the white it looks like the tops of numbers that spell are letters that spell out Hollywood.
Is that the Hollywood
That's
sign?
That's the Hollywood sign.
So you are standing kind of behind the Hollywood sign.
I initially.
So this right here is the Hollywood sign, right across
see,
here.
Yeah, see the support system behind the Hollywood sign.
Got it.
This was done in about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's the time we could get up there. But what's fun about this is that it was great getting up there. We drove around the backside. There's a big station up there, you know, a radio station.
Transmitting Tower. I think it's the public service announcements or whatever.
Yeah, that's
but that
PBS.
Was the original TV station in Los Angeles up there.
That was Channel 5.
Channel 9, I think.
Okay. So we went up there, and we took a van up there, and I initially wanted to climb up on the Hollywood sign.
You wanted to actually climb on the sign.
I wanted to climb on the sign and sit on the W or the O or the Hollywood, whatever number was.
One of the letters.
I wanted to sit up there. So I monkeyed around up there, and this was the result of it, because there was really no way I could securely explain why I wanted to climb up there. But the camera guy said, this is a better shot. And by the time we got everything set up, the sun started to set down, and it started to get that, you know, that L.A. haze.
Yeah.
And that's what it was a beautiful, beautiful day.
How did you spend all day away from shooting Hunter to get this shot? Was it an off day?
No, but it's because in the production, we put down there that next time we shoot up on the
Mulholland Drive up there.
The Mulholland Drive up here, then I'll branch off, I'll break off, and you create a little hole, a little window in the schedule, and I'll run up there and I'll
do the Hollywood sign.
So the company was not too far away.
Yeah. All right, NASA writes to you, says, loved your show, Hunter. It was the only show close to reality. And then we have Pam said, hi, Mr. Dreyer. Here's a super cute photo of you in your bowling shirt that you talked about in last week's show. It does indeed say Slammer on it, even though you can't see it in this photo. The episode of Hunter is called Double Exposure. It's a scene that was actually filmed in a bowling alley. In the story, she says, McCall is undercover as a model, and Hunter has met her there, thinking the bowling alley would not blow her cover. And she's wondering, Pam is, if you had helped to write that scene or made some changes in it, as you said you do sometimes in some of the scenes.
Well, to answer your question is yes, I do.
You do rewrite
something. Well, I have a big input, as does Stephanie, because the director, you know, you don't want to hang a scene like this on a director to come up with all the setups and all the things they do. A smart director, and you know, who are friends of ours, they say, okay, Stephanie and Fred, come on over here. You read the scene. Do you have any ideas about anything that you want to do? Where do you want to do, Fred? You know, do you want to smoke a cigar here? Do you want to come over here? Do you want to pick up a ball and you want to roll it down? Tell me how you want to, what do you see yourself doing, you know, so you can meet up with McCall, who's undercover. And I said, okay, this is what we'll do. So we show up and Stephanie, you know, says, yeah, that's good. I'll do that. I'll do this and this. I said, okay. You got it? Great. Now let's go shoot it. So that's what this is. And this is probably a part of the scene where I'm sitting down and I say, Hunter wants some French fries.
That's what you're asking for, the French fries in the bowling alley? Hunter wants French fries?
I want Hunter. Could you get
Hunter wants French
could
fries.
Could you get Officer Hunter some French fries? And they say, oh, of course.
Of course, that'll be great. We'll love that. That'll be good. So, all right. Don't forget, send your emails to us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, it's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. We'll read them on the air. When we come back, we'll talk a little baseball here, find out how Zach Greinke's doing a little bit more. Maybe Monday Night Football might be played elsewhere.
Maybe his arm's better.
It might be better. We might see some pitching. We'll find out. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Back at the Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, and of course you make the show. Don't forget to email us, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Gay is saying she wants to go to Julian with you. Julian, California, that's down east of San Diego, and get some apples and ice cream, and she says she's buying. Cindy says she loves mailbag time. And
My good friend Ed White lived in Julian.
Oh, really?
He owned a pie shop.
There you go. Apple pie and ice cream.
That's where it is.
We're ready to go, Gay. Come on. We're going to get out there. Cindy says loves mailbag time. She said, great shot of Fred. She liked that a lot. Carl said, great commentary, Fred and Mike. Common sense and logic. Brent says, good stuff. We also had a note here from Kathy saying, great comments. You're the voice of reason. And Cindy says, very funny. So thank you.
I am a double hyphenate. I am the Sultan. I am the arbiter of what is wise and reasonable.
That's good. Now, Monday night's football game between the Saints and the Chargers could be relocated to Indianapolis because they got that Hurricane Delta, which might be bearing down there. They don't know when it's going to hit exactly. So
another
that's
one,
a tentative.
Huh?
Yeah.
God, Lord.
So they go in there. And Zach Greinke, they say, threw about 15 pitches flat off the ground, trying to work his way back into maybe the rotation for the Astros if they need him. Oh. But so far, we don't know what's going on. Dusty Baker.
How is she?
But Dusty Baker didn't rule out the possibility of Greinke starting in the divisional series if it gets extended, if the Houston Astros do. So
I hope she bounces back.
Okay. Get that arm in good shape over there. Now, don't forget, you can follow Fred on Twitter. That's Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. The important one, so we get all those good emails into us and all that, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We're here every week at this time on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. Happy to be with you. Coming soon to more hours and maybe 5 days a week. That's the goal. That's the plan. That's what we're doing here. And that's what the old master Fred Dreyer wants. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
You mean the show's over?
Yeah, it's done.
Wow.
You got to go back into your cave.
Good Lord.
Till next week. Fred's final thoughts.
I'll see you.
See you, too.